Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to get started here again. No worries. Thank you. We got a great rest of the morning with a few presentations. Thanks, Arnold, for for that. That was fun.
Never fails.
Yep. Our next presenter is Joseph Lynch. The title of his presentation is The Response of Spring Barley Varieties, Contrasting and Lodging Resistance Scores to N-Application and Plant Growth Regulator Program.
Okay, thanks very much. So today I'm just going to talk about some work we've been doing in Ireland on spring barley in ourselves in Chagask, which is the organisation of the Republic of Ireland, and also in collaboration with AFBI, which is the organisation in Northern Ireland. So lodging is when a crop displaces from its vertical position, and it's caused when the force at the top of the plant is greater than the strength at the bottom of the plant. And then this impacts on things like light interception and causes microclimates to influence grain quality, so you get yield losses and impacts on your profitability. So it generally occurs in times when you have a high force at the top of the plant. So if you have quite a high yield up there, and then you get a quite high wind or a lot of rain, which can also kind of loosen the soil, then you can have an impact on lodging. So in Ireland, we generally grow a big crop of spring barley. Our average yield is about 6.1 tonnes per hectare. That's at 100% dry matter. And general recommendation is to achieve a profitable yield, you need 1,000 shoots in a metre squared, so 1,000 ears in a metre squared. So therefore, lodging management is really key to achieving a good yield potential. And it's typically managed through things like careful nitrogen rate decisions and plant growth regulator use. However, what we want to look at is, can variety choice bring more to the table? So don't worry too much about this table, but what this is every year our Department of Agriculture will independently assess all the varieties that are available for the farmers, and they rank them for a range of characteristics that go all the way down the left-hand side of that table that you see there. And one of the rankings is lodging resistance, and it's rated on a scale of 1 to 9, with 9 being very resistant. So what we wanted to look into was, is there more that we can take from this ranking, and can it be used better by the farmers to improve their lodging management? So we've designed two studies I'm going to talk about today. The first is, if we select varieties that have contrasting resistance ratings, do they respond differently to increased nitrogen rate? Because as you increase your nitrogen rate, you increase the risk of getting a big crop and lodging that crop. And then in a situation where you're already at a high risk, you may want to use plant growth regulators to reduce that risk. So do these contrasting varieties differ in the response to the PGRs? So the first experiment was the nitrogen rate experiment. And what I'm going to present is two seasons of data. We had two sites, which were down in Carlow, where myself is based, and then up in Belfast in Northern Ireland also, and they were grown in 2014 and 2015. And we picked three varieties, Propino, Sinet, and Tesla, and they represent 7 out of 9, 6 out of 9, and 5 out of 9 on the scale. Now, I know they may seem quite close together, but that's actually the range on the recommended list from the highest to the lowest. So we would sort of, in terms of what the farmers would perceive, that would be perceived as a good resistant variety, a moderate one, and a poor one. So we grew them under five different nitrogen rates that increased at 60 kilograms a hectare, and then we looked at the effects on lodging, yield, and margin. So if we look first at lodging, what I'm presenting here is just the percent of the plots that was not at the vertical. And I've averaged Carlow 2014 and 15 and Belfast 2015 because we had pretty much the same effect at all three sites. And as you can see there in the graph, there was not much lodging at all in the first four rates all the way up to 180 kilograms a hectare. And then by the time we got to 240, we did see some effect with the susceptible variety Tesla, the blue one there, 5 out of 9. That had the highest amount of lodging compared to the other two varieties. However, if we look at Belfast in 2014, we see a slightly different effect occurring. We're getting lodging much earlier in this study, in this case back at 80. And again, it's the susceptible variety Tesla that has the highest amount of lodging in those early stages, with some differences occurring between the varieties in the later stages. So what happened differently in Belfast 2014 that didn't happen in the other ones? Well, if we look just at this, is a bit of a busy graph, but along the x-axis there you have time going from July until the end of August. And then the red line is the average wind speed on a daily basis, and the blue bars is the daily rainfall. And what you can see is that in and around the start of August, when we're kind of at the beginning of grain fill in Ireland, we had a high amount of rain, serious high amount of rain, followed by a lot of wind in the next days after that. So a lot of pressure on those crops, and that's why they lodged in that case. So we had a very high pressure season in that season. So again, if we look at the effects that this had on yields, again, we're looking at the average of the three seasons in the first graph there. And, you know, between those lines that are the different varieties, we're not seeing much of a difference in terms of the response to the increased nitrogen. However, if we look at that site that had the high lodging pressure, we do see a difference, especially then in the 240 nitrogen rate, where our resistant variety Perpino, which is the green line there, had a lower yield reduction compared to the other two varieties. So what did this mean for margin? So what I'm going to present now is just some graphs where we look at margin over nitrogen cost. So it's pretty much the yield multiplied by the cost of the grain, and then you take away the cost of the nitrogen. So I've kind of split these up into their separate sites just so I can show you the variation in the optimum rate. But we see there for Carlow 2014 in the top left-hand corner and Belfast 2015 in the bottom right, you have only one line. The reason you have only one line there is because all the varieties pretty much yielded the same and responded exactly the same. So they're coming in with an optimum rate of nitrogen of 124 for Carlow 2014. In Carlow 2015, you have three different lines because there were some inherent differences in yield of the varieties. But the shape of the response is the same amongst three varieties, so their optimum nitrogen rate is the same. And that was 171 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare for those varieties. So no difference there in three of the site seasons, and a variation of about 50 kilograms per hectare. However, if you look at Belfast, again, here we see some differences in the shape of the curves. So we'll just come in and look at this a bit closer. What I've done here is, if you see the optimum rates for the blue, which is the susceptible variety, and the purple, which is the moderate one, we've got an optimum rate of about 140 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen, whereas our resistant variety, Perpino, is coming in at 160, so a difference there of about 20. However, the most interesting kind of aspect isn't really that, it's what's beyond that. If you look at the shape of the curve after the optimum, you see a much steeper decline for the susceptible variety and the moderate variety than we do for the resistant one. And what that translates to, in terms of the worst case lodging that we saw, you know, if we take the potential margin that we could have got and what we get when we have that high amount of lodging, for Perpino, our resistant variety, it represents a loss of around 150 euros a hectare, which I think is about $67 an acre. But then when we look at for the other two varieties, we're talking about 500 and 550 euros per hectare. So a large difference in the potential risk that could occur in a high lodging situation in over-fertilisation there, based on the variety choice that we saw. Okay, so just to move on to the next study, which is our PGR study. For this one, we only have one site, which is in Carlow, but we have three seasons. I put in 2016, which I don't think was in the abstract. But again, we have the same three varieties. But in this case, we have three PGR programs. And these all were growing under high nitrogen rates to create a kind of a high lodging pressure situation. So they either got no PGRs, or they got one application of PGR, which was a mix of chloramphenicol chloride and triethoxybutyl ethyl, and that was applied at late tillering, growth stage 30 around then, or it got a two PGR treatment, which was the previous one I mentioned, and on top of that, chloroethyl phosphonic acid applied just as the flag leaf is beginning to emerge. So when we look at the effects on lodging, these are averages of the three seasons. We see that for the first group of bars there, the Propino, the resistant variety, we see no effect of lodging even when no PGR was applied. And what that meant was that even obviously no difference between the one PGR application or the two PGR application. For the moderate variety, Sinet, we do see some lodging occurring when no PGR was applied, but this was generally eradicated with the application of just the first application of PGR. Well, for Tesla, which is our resistant variety, we do again see a higher amount of lodging when no PGR was applied, and then when we apply the first PGR, only a small reduction, not significant. So So therefore, we needed two PGRs to eliminate any lodging in that case. Now, the kind of warning, I guess, about this slide is that if you look at the y-axis, they're only going up to about 30% of the plot. So Carlo, the three sites that we had were generally not very high lodging pressure situations. So in general terms, this would not be on the same scale as the Belfast site I showed you in the previous slides. So what that meant was, for when we look at yield, we don't see any effect on yield. So despite the small effect we saw on lodging, we don't see an effect on yield. So what this means is that lodging may have occurred to a small scale late in the season, and therefore the impacts on yield would have been quite low. So from that point of view, we do say that PGR programs may be needed for eliminating lodging on susceptible situations, because lodging has other effects apart from yield. It can be a pain to combine and can start to induce crow damage and stuff like that in Ireland anyway. But we can't say that we can see a yield if we don't know what the yield effect is in a high pressure situation, because unfortunately we didn't get it when we did our experiments. So just to summarise, the variation we saw in the oxygenation rate was kind of greater between sites than it was between the varieties. So in terms of using the variety lodging resistance to kind of identify an optimum rate of nitrogen, we can't really say that because there's so much variation depending on where you sow and the season. But what we can say is that when we selected a good lodging resistance variety, we had a remarkably lower risk of margin loss in a high pressure situation. And also we can say that if a variety that has poor lodging resistance may require PGRs in order to eliminate lodging in a high-risk situation. So the overall conclusion is that choosing varieties that have good lodging resistance can reduce the risks of margin of spring barley at lodging susceptible sites. So I'd just like to acknowledge the funding from the Department of Agriculture in Ireland and to the assistance that we had from all the staff on the trial. Thank you. No, that was one application. So I guess the ideal time is just before growth stage 30, but it's kind of hard to decipher because you don't really know when tethering is going to stop and when the growth stage 30 is going to happen. So it's generally, that's the recommendation we give to farmers when we're saying to spray it around that time. It's kind of late tethering, growth stage 30, in and around there, that's when you want to spray it.
Just not after 30.
Just not after 30, pretty much, yeah. It's something that we haven't actually got data on in the study, but definitely amongst farmers and advisors in the country, they would say an application can improve your tillering and your ear survival, which is kind of the main thing that we need for yield in Ireland. We need a lot of ears to get yield, so there is a general consensus that PGRs can improve yield through that, but we don't have any actually hard data on it yet. Maturity, well, we would typically sow around after mid-March, so it can go any from there, and then typically our harvest date would be in mid-August, so I guess that's, what's that, 5 months? So that's typically the length of the growing season. The reason we need a high amount of tillers is because the set amount of grains that we have on a barley year means that we can't compensate late in the season if we get poor weather, a lot of rain. Like obviously we have a lot of rain risk in Ireland, which can impact those years, so that's why it's our primary goal.
Okay, thank you, Joseph.